it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Let's go ahead and get started with what you call the anti-Tom Brady going to New England. Our poll question is up on the YouTube page now. Do you root for Joe Milton in the NFL? Fervently, he's a Vol. Nah, ready to move on. So why do you say he's the anti-Tom Brady for those that haven't read your call?
Okay, so we're going to stick with Joe Milton. And Joe Milton, for those who don't know, was drafted sixth by the New England Patriots. I don't get this draft pick at all. Joe Milton, like the Patriots built a franchise and a legacy on Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. And now they have a Bill Belichick protege and former Vol Gerard Mayo going there. The whole concept is they want smart quarterbacks who, and I'm not saying Joe Milton's not smart, but I'm talking about that process quickly, who are very, very accurate that may not necessarily have the biggest arm or be the most athletic. Tom Brady in 2000 fell to the sixth round for a few reasons. He had a horrible combine. He was completely unathletic. And it was the reverse of why Joe Milton fell to the sixth round, which is he's completely athletic, but he struggles with his decision-making and his accuracy, which Tom Brady didn't. There's another factor. There's another layer to this. Tom Brady had trouble, as you remember, Tom Brady struggled to maintain his starting job in college. Now, Joe Milton did have a starting job this past year. It's funny because Tom Brady struggled to maintain his starting job while competing against Drew Henson, who was the all-world future of the program. And Joe Milton was competing against Nico Iamaliava, who is the all-world future of the program. Joe Milton held his. Lloyd Carr made the stupid decision to not start Tom Brady for two of those games. By the way, if Tom Brady starts every game in 1999 at Michigan, they may win the national title. They probably lose to Florida State, but they're at least in the game. And so they both had trouble keeping their starting jobs because Joe Milton did lose his to Hendon Hooker. They both went in the sixth round in the 190 range. Joe Milton was 193rd. Brady was 199th. They're both going to first-year head coaches. Milton going to Gerard Mayo, Brady going to Bill Belichick. Oh, and by the way, might I add, both played at Michigan for a time. So
yes. That is interesting. That is a lot of correlations. We talked about Jalen Wright going to the Dolphins. Do we agree that that is hands down the best fit?
We'll get to that in a little while. I want to save that. Let's stick on Milton for a minute. I want to talk about Milton. And,
okay. Let's do that. So, here are my thoughts. If this were Bill Belichick still the head coach at New England, he'd be playing tight end. And Dylan said this on the message board. He'd be playing tight end by the end of next week. But he's not. And I think Gerard Mayo, the head coach, who was a former linebacker for the young ones with us at Tennessee, I think he looked at Joe Milton like a lot of people would look at Joe Milton in the sixth round, and that is there is so much upside. You and I know that there's accuracy is going to be an issue. You and I both get that. But when you just look at him, especially when your head football coach played football at a high level and he tells you he's good enough to play, you have to trust him, even though Mayo might know that he's not good enough to play.
I can't imagine how Mayo.
This felt like a hometown discount to me. This felt like we got this late pick. We need a quarterback. We drafted one earlier. Let's give it a shot. That's what it felt like.
And it felt like because Gerard Mayo went to Tennessee, he's kind of a little biased to a former Tennessee guy. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not. Yeah, that's 110% what I'm saying. Yes. And now happened a lot. It's not the right way to go, but I'm just throwing that out there. It happened a lot with the Titans. Remember Joey Kent? And it was about selling a couple more tickets. Well, in this case, I think it's about, hey, I know this guy. He's a really good dude. And for those that don't know him, if you don't know the good character part about it, you may see the other stuff, the flashy stuff. But Caleb, you don't see that when you get to know him up close. So maybe Mayo just happened to know Milton a little bit better since they had been from the same school. Whatever the reason, I don't think he's a Patriot if he's not at Tennessee.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Kind of reminds me of Michael Jordan, who is the worst GM of all time when he was an owner of the Hornets, and when he wanted the Bulls, same when he tried to push the Bulls to make draft picks in the 80s. He always wanted North Carolina guys. And it also reminds me of when Steve Spurrier was at Washington. He was like, let me just find my former Florida quarterbacks to go play for me. And so, I mean, he's like, I love when this never works for coaches or GMs who do this. And if they even think that way, it derails them. And so, as someone who's rooting for Jerod Mayo, I hope he didn't make that mistake. I'm hoping it's just Joe Milton was available. He's a top seven quarterback. They did, by the way, they drafted Joe Milton with the pick that they traded Mac Jones to get, interestingly enough. So maybe they're like, Drake May's our guy, but let's have Joe Milton come compete. And I really hope that Jerod Mayo didn't think that way, because Joe Milton is not a fit for New England. He's just not. What I can't process, Dave, is how Jerod Mayo could.
And their media, by the way, is the new New York media. It is very, very difficult. I mean, because there's a lot of competitive reporters on that beat. If you don't play well, you're going to hear about it on Monday.
To a degree, but Boston sports media is still very, very Homer. New York and Philly media is not Homer.
Well, see, but I think Homer can be hard on you. I think people overreact to Homerism because they're disappointed they don't get to go cover the World Series that year. So I think Homerism is actually a bad thing. I don't mean that it's as cynical. I just mean that it's that interspersed within the franchise. I think they have to deal with it, the media
company. Oh, I'm sure that's probably true, but you're right. So it could be harder on you, but where Philly and New York is, they're hard on you, but they're also objective. Boston sports fans have the least amount of objectivity. They are the most annoying fan base in all of America. Don't even get me started on Boston sports fans. I can't stand them. Okay, so but I get what you're saying. Joe Milton is going to be under a lot of pressure with that. If he gets to start, I mean, you know, here's the crazy part, Dave.
Well, he's not going to start.
Well, they have an open quarterback room now. And here's the crazy part. And I was thinking about this. A lot of you guys on the message boards and a lot of people that cover Tennessee, Dave, as you know, have done what I haven't done and have defended Josh Heupel for starting Milton over Hooker because they're like, Milton is just that good in practice. Well, if he's just that good in practice, you don't think there's a chance he beats out Drake May in practice, even if he's not even close to Drake May in the game?
Well, I mean, I don't think he's going to beat Drake May out, period. I think you had a bunch of quarterbacks that were good. I don't think there was an elite one. Caleb Williams might prove me wrong, but he's not going to beat Drake May in practice. He's just not.
Sometimes I think you can fall. I mean, if he doesn't, then that'll prove my point.
You could fall in love with the big arm.
You can fall in love with the big arm. I'm saying that based on what you guys have told me, because if it's true that Heupel was rational with his decision to start Milton over Hooker, by the way, I don't believe that he wasn't. It's one of the most ridiculous decisions ever made in the history of Tennessee football. Yeah, I'll say that. Butch Jones not going for two was not as dumb as Heupel starting Milton over Hooker. Okay. The evidence, in my opinion, was there the whole time. However, saying is true, which is that, but there's this way Joe Milton practices, and the way he practices could have been a little tricky, and you know, you could fall for it. Well, if that's the case, he should be able to compete with Drake May, because I think Hendon Hooker is better than Drake May.
Okay, so I want to update the poll question, and I want to get your realistic thoughts on what Milton can achieve this year and what Milton can achieve in his career. And it's brought to you by Don Self of State Farm. Customer service matters. I know we're all shopping for prices, but customer service matters when you want that claim for 40 years, they have built their business on taking care of their customers in the greater Chattanooga area. Go to donself.net, donself.net. It is right below. Reasonable expectations for Milton year one to me. Just sit there and learn. Just sit there and learn. Don't play a snap. I mean, that's the best case scenario. He's not ready. He's not ready. Long term, I think it's one of two ways. I think it's either somebody takes him and he says, I'm willing to run with the football, which he may never say that. And they build an offense around his skills. Or I think he flames out of the NFL in less than 3 years. I don't even think he's holding a clipboard like Josh Dobbs did for so long because they have such different skill sets.
A lot of this depends on, so the Patriots have a new offensive coordinator in Alex Van Pelt, who is, so Gerard Mayo is departing from the offense. So maybe there's a chance there, and I'm with you. Maybe that could be the Patriots where it happens. I think, you know what I think best case scenario is for Joe Milton, Dave?
What's that?
Best case scenario for Joe Milton is he starts for two or three teams, maybe collects a lot of NFL money. But those teams, like, they think back 10 years and they go, remember how bad we were when we had Joe Milton starting at quarterback the way Ravens fans think of Kyle Bowler?
Oh, and man, why you gotta go there throwing dirt on Joe?
Joe still walks away with NFL money. I just can't. Here's what I can't see in my mind how Gerard Mayo played as a teammate of Tom Brady's. Was an all-pro teammate, played under Bill Belichick, saw that offense daily, saw the value and what's important of a quarterback. And Dave, you do agree with me, right? When I say he's the anti-Tom Brady, it's like the Antichrist. It's like there's parallels with Milton and Brady, and then there's exact opposites. It's one or the other with those two.
No.
I mean, I can't figure out how Gerard Mayo, having seen Tom Brady his whole career, going for Drake May now, looking to somewhat continue the Patriot way, could see Joe Milton and say, and you know that was in their mind, right? You know they took him in the sixth round. They're like, maybe this is our Tom Brady this time around.